Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're here now with a couple of Reading fans who are at the game. So first one, you're both at the ground. First one is Alex Blissett. You're at the game today, Alex. 8-5 to the 2012 team. What did you make of that?
Oh, it was a fantastic game. It was nice to see some goals, to be honest.
Yeah. And Brian Howard got a hat-trick. Jason Roberts scored. He got two. Jimmy Kebbe got two. Jem Karachan. James Henry got a couple for the 106 side. Leroy Leiter, Kevin Doyle. And we're not quite sure if it was Simon Cox or Leroy Leiter getting one on the line. But
it was just a shame Queensley couldn't get one at the end.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, a chance there. So what do you think overall? What was the atmosphere like?
It was fantastic. It was really good. I wasn't expecting so many people were to attend. But yeah, like Graham Murty was a great showman. Hanneman towards the end. I mean, my kids were desperate for him to score. It was a good day.
All right. Well, Alex, thanks for joining us. And come now to Tyler. And then we've got another Reading fan after you, Tyler. Tyler, you were at the game. What were you predicting before the game, by the way?
I was predicting a good atmosphere. I think if it was slightly marketed better, we could have had like a full stadium.
What was it, about 10,000, I think?
I think so, yeah. I think we could have maybe opened up North Stand.
Yeah.
A bit of Upper West.
So what did you think? Which side did you think would win, 106 or the 2012 side?
I thought the 2012 side was going to win.
Is that because of the younger legs?
Yeah, mainly because of the younger legs, yeah.
And who did you, Tyler, who did you enjoy seeing play again?
I enjoyed seeing Kevin Doyle, Churchy, Cott, McEnough. And from the 05-06 team, probably Leiter and Hanneman probably the most.
Yeah. And did any of them that were playing today, did you think they looked good enough? Maybe they could play for Reading again?
Honestly, yeah. I think Leiter could definitely try play, get in the first team if he was able to.
Yeah, he looked good, didn't he? Yeah. All right. Well, Tyler, thanks ever so much for that. Glad you enjoyed the game. And we come now to Neil. Neil's been a Reading fan for a long time. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Mark. You all right?
Yeah, I'm very well. And Neil and I know each other very well, going back to our Sunday football days with Maidenhead Big Shorts a long time ago.
But you've fabled been, Maidenhead Big Shorts.
Yeah, but you've been a Reading fan for many years, Neil. How many years have you been a Reading fan for?
Oh, well, ever since I was a kid, really. So at least probably 40 years. But been going regularly as a season ticket holder since sort of 1998 when they moved to the new stadium. So many, many years.
And which team did you think were going to win today?
Well, I thought the Dermot's team were going to win simply because they were younger. I had a quick look at the sort of average age, and it's about 36 compared to sort of early 40s. So on that basis, I thought they should win.
Yeah, and Marcus Hanneman put the average age up, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Put the average weight up as well, I think.
Yeah. So what did you make of the game and the atmosphere and all of that sort of thing?
Well, after the season we've just had, it was really an occasion to remember fonder times, wasn't it? To remember great players and great managers. And it's all part of Reading's history. So on that basis, it was a celebration. And, the weather was good. There were 10,000 people there. The atmosphere was good. It's better than a normal league match. And there are probably more people there than a normal league match. So it was great to see, the players back again running around. It was just a good afternoon.
And you had Steve Coppell there, obviously, Brian McDermott, of course, the two managers, but also Sir John Medeski. And he, you know, he got a great ovation, didn't he?
He did, yeah. I think everybody got a great ovation. But, yeah, Sir John especially, because simply, I suppose, everybody's, you know, mindful of what he did for the club and how he pushed the club forward. So, yeah, he'll always be, not remembered, but thought of very fondly.
And, Neil, who did you think played particularly well today?
Oh, just echoing what your previous guy said there, Leroy Leach looked really sharp. So, yeah, I think he could probably do a job. Carrachan looked good. Alex Pearce looked good. Some of the younger lads looked good. I thought Bobby Convey's touch was good. You know, they still got the touch. They're just lacking a bit of pace, aren't they? But I thought, yeah, Leroy Leach looked sharp.
And Jason Roberts, just finally, a word on him. He scores the first goal, goes off, comes back, scores the eighth goal for Brian McDermott's team. You never lose it, do you?
No, he was born to score goals, wasn't he? Didn't McDermott say to Medeski, look, get me Jason Roberts and I'll get you promotion? And that's exactly what happened. You know, he got Jason Roberts, got promotion simply because of his goals. He just loves scoring goals. A really good player.
All right. Well, Alex, Tyler and Neil, thank you so much for joining us. What a day, what an occasion, and what a goal fest as well. So thank you to all of you. Sports Social Podcast Network.